you, HB 2. We think that any law that is passed by the legislature is subject to judicial review. And so right now, we're glad that we did have the hearing so that the court could hear both sides.
What do you think about the state's argument that you heard?
What do I think about the state's argument? Again, I think that, you know, we are not trying to take away anyone's right to own a gun or carry a gun, but we do think that the legislature attempted, by defining or clarifying concealed weapons, they ended up going into something else they probably did not intend to go into, which is open carry.
Do you think the legislature will be given an opportunity here to review it, or what do you think is going to happen Friday?
Well, that is something that I'm certainly not, I can't say. I really can't say. That's certainly up to the court. But I'm certainly hopeful that we can have some kind of clarity on this.
Senator Horn, anything you'd like to say about this?
I'd just like to say that we are going to be meeting with the governor on Wednesday morning to discuss this along with several other matters and try to impress upon him that this bill is defective and needs to be clarified, and the best way to do that is through the legislative process, and only he can call a special session. Otherwise, we would expect that we try to get some sort of relief on the matter in the 2014 regular session.
Anything else you want to say? Why is this important to you?
Well, we're hearing from so many of our constituents that they have a problem with this law. It scares them. There's a lot of vagueness to it that has law enforcement on edge as to how they will enforce it. It opens the door possibly to convicted felons being able to openly carry weapons, to folks with mental defects being able to carry weapons. And there's no recourse on law enforcement's part to be able to question and to successfully detain someone other than the fact that they may be committing some other crime. But if they're just walking around with a weapon, it could be a convicted felon who's walking around with that weapon.
Do you think